Welcome, everyone. Bez Hashem, continue the Peleoids in the discussion of Bechiya and Shin 182. Before we begin, what the Peleoids tells us, I have to share with you something which I feel is remarkable. I feel it's the Siyat Deshmaya that Kodesh Baruch Hu showers upon us here at the first day of his Medrash. I went to Dav Marav last night. I was in Lakewood, and I was in Satmar, and I saw on the table there, they had the pamphlets getting ready for Shabbos from Rav Avigdor Milozetzel that they put out, you know, in the shuls. And you see, like in Borough Park, it says over 6,000 over there, I'm going to put out in Borough Park over there. And I picked it up, and immediately, what did I do? We're starting the Marav shortly, I thought. So I wanted to get something in there. So I turned to the back of the pamphlet. We have the question and answer. You know what I'm talking about, right? The question and answer. What's the question that's asked to Rav Avigdor Milozetzel Tzadik Livracha? The question was, is it appropriate, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't have it in front of me, I forgot to take it back with me, is it appropriate to be crying in your davening? I'm thinking to myself, this is amazing. This is exactly our topic here in Pel Yoitz. We're talking about Bechiya. This is mamish amazing. And he says in the answer, he says, it is a lost art. It is a lost art, Rabbi Yisai. He says, you have to be crying out to the Eibishter. Cry out, use your tears. And that's exactly mamish. You would think you're learning Pel Yoitz from the discussion you had over there. You see something else over here. Sometimes people learn from Sfarim from a couple hundred years ago, and they think, oh, you know, it's outdated. He's not talking to our generation. I was by Rav Avigdor Milozetzel's Levaya. You know what else I was doing by his Levaya? I'm telling you, he was the first Adam Gadol. My point is saying that because he is our generation, it's our time period. He was the first Adam Gadol that I was connected to that I had lost. And I'm telling you, I was standing on Ocean Parkway with hundreds, maybe thousands of other people as well, on Ocean Parkway, and I was crying like a baby. I couldn't believe I was standing at the Levaya of Rav Miller. I couldn't believe I was by a Levaya. How could he not be here anymore? How could he not be here anymore? What does that mean? And the topic he was talking was use the koiches. Use the koiches Hashem gave us. It's an art. And he says, cry out for people who need whatever they need. Daven for them. And the person asked an innocent question. A correct question. Is it the right thing when you to be davening in tefillah? And he said, yes, do it. You know, sometimes we don't realize we have already what we need. We just don't use it. We just don't use it. You know, you ever buy something and you realize, oh, besides for it has this feature and that feature, it also has a flashlight. Or it has this and that. Who knows? You're like, wow, I never knew I could do that. And then you have the little child comes along and says, listen, you know, if you take this cord and plug it in, it does a lot more also. It's a five-year-old, just, you know. And that's this feature. That's this feature that Hashem has given us. Plug it in. It's called Bechiya. Don't be embarrassed to cry. Now, we discussed previously, if you're in front of other people and you're davening and people are going to see you, so maybe you shouldn't be crying in public like this. Because why? Because then it might look like you're, you know, you think you're such a great level. So if you're a man and you're davening shacharis, you have a very simple solution. Possibly, depending where you sit in the shul, you put the towels over your head. Okay, put towels over your head. And if you're facing the wall, and no one's really going to see you. But you know what? At times, and I think we live in such a time like this, that if someone hears you crying and someone sees the tears coming down your face, there are enough sorrows going on there, it's a sorrow, Rabbi Yisai. That person is not going to be concerned of you or of gaiva, of arrogance. Use this tool. He called it an art. An art of bechiyu. He says over here, v'chlal chiyu v'bechiyu, who lifkois al mesa, le'aleinu. Everyone should be healthy in our families. But he says, if there is a mace, there's an obligation to cry over the mace. He says, even if you're not bittered and saddened, because Mishi Yeshlo, you loved him, Rabim. He says a scenario of a person who had reason not to be horrifically bittered. He still says, cry over the situation. Cry over the situation. I think sometimes people don't cry because they're embarrassed. I think people don't cry because they're embarrassed sometimes. How could I cry? You know, I've said over in the past that sometimes by men, by women, I think there's less embarrassment of crying because it's more common for women to cry. It's more common. The Gemara says in Bar Mitzia, he's horrible. Be careful of the tears of your wife because they're mamish right there at the eye. They can mamish come out any moment. Be careful how you treat your wife. For that reason, they're much more sensitive than men. But by men, you know, sometimes I say, oh, you know, if a tear comes down and I'm wearing glasses, so, you know, you could, like, you know, pretend to fix your glasses, but, you know, wipe the tear away. So, you know, you can still be a stoic man, you know. You're just fixing the glasses, you know. I can't cry, you know. I'm not proud, big me. That, I believe, is gaiva. That's gaiva. A man can cry also. And that's what he tells us here. And he says something that's very, very powerful. He says, you know what he says here? And it's brought down in other Svarim HaKadoshim. He says, after a person has tears, you know, the Svarim HaKadoshim say something very frightening, that there are those who are able to see the chatoyim of a person on their forehead. You've heard this before? To see the chatoyim of a person on their forehead. You know, sometimes you go to an eye doctor and he sees inside your eye. He says, oh, you know, we got to look at this and that. Certain tzaddikim, kedoshim, chassidim, they're able to see the chatoim of the person on his forehead. He says, take the tears of a person when he cries out because things are difficult, because he's crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if those tears come down, you take them, you wipe them from your hand and you put them on your forehead. And you wipe your forehead. And it's a kapar of your verse. V'yaver demoisov al mitzchoy lehavir ashmosoy v'zeh kaparosoy. We'll stop here, Rabbi Yisai. Have a wonderful Shabbos.